USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress are expected to vote next week on two articles of impeachment against President Trump. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the focus right now is on impeachment.
We can look at what Rudy's got and Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and anything else you want to look at after impeachment. But if Rudy wants to come to the Judiciary Committee and testify about what he found, he's welcome to do so.
Giuliani is now back from what was billed as a fact-finding trip to Ukraine. Giuliani says that he communicates with the president constantly, despite the fact that he's at the center of the events that led to the impeachment, and he's currently under investigation by the Trump Justice Department. He's not expected to be part of the Senate trial. He says he would participate if asked. President Trump spent Saturday at the Army-Navy football game in Philly. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for its content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
Kentucky officials are pressing for an investigation into the decision by former Republican Governor Matt Bevin to pardon hundreds of criminals before he left office. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell represents Kentucky and says Bevin shouldn't have done it.
Honestly, I don't approve. It seems to me it was completely inappropriate. I expect he had the power to do it, but looking at the examples of people who are incarcerated as a result of heinous crimes, no, I don't approve of it.
One pardon was for a convicted killer whose family had raised money for Bevin's campaign. California Governor Gavin Newsom has rejected PG&E's plan to get out of bankruptcy. KCBS reporter Megan Goldsby.
Newsom wrote in a five-page letter, the proposed plan falls, quote, woefully short of the requirements set by the state to compensate the victims and to prevent new fires. Newsom says he wants a better financing plan and an entirely new PG&E board, with the majority of the members being from California.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The feds have busted the biggest illegal streaming service in U.S. history. USA's John Hunt has details.
Two Las Vegas men who admitted to running one of the nation's largest illegal television and movie streaming services pled guilty this week and now face money laundering and copyright infringement charges, according to federal officials. iStreamItAll was an online, subscription-based streaming site that allowed users to download TV episodes and movies. The stream's operators, Daryl Polo and Louis Villarino, told the U.S. Justice Department that the service offered access to more than 118,000 television episodes and nearly 11,000 movies, all without consent from the content's copyrighted owners. That's more content than Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Vudu combine, according to prosecutors. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
It has been dangerous for searchers trying to recover all the bodies of the 15 people reported killed in the sudden volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island. New Zealand officials are still searching for two more people who are missing but presumed dead. Recovering the bodies has been considered a high-risk mission. Rescue teams in gas masks are wearing hazmat suits, and they're only able to stay on the island for 75 minutes at a time. Scientists say the volcanic gases being emitted on the island are so toxic that a single breath could be deadly. For USA Radio.